Welcome to Too Many Podcasts, the podcast about podcasts. Now, podcasting from the Sherpa Chalet on Mount Podcastia, here's your host, Jim, the podcast Sherpa.
Thank you, Mr. Bruce. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Too Many Podcasts. It's me, Jim, the podcast Sherpa, your personal podcast Sherpa, guiding you through Mount Podcastia and all those mountains of podcasts. Where do I start? What do I listen to? Well, I'll help you there, okay? Just tune in every Wednesday and I will be here. I'll be waiting for you very patiently. Don't worry. I have cookies. I have tea. If you're new to listening to podcasts and you got questions, you can email me at jimthepodcastsherpa@gmail.com. It's very simple. If you have a special request for a certain type of show, I will see what I can do for you. But I won't know what type of show to do unless I hear from you, the listeners. But in the meantime, I'm trying to open up everybody's ears to all different types of podcasts that are out there. Also, if you're new to the show, keep in mind that most of the time we have what I call a theme week.
It's theme week. It's theme week. It's theme week.
Once again, the dulcet tones of Mr. Bruce Goldberg.
Who's our guest today, Sherpa?
And this week's theme is book club. We'll be talking to two writers today. One writer has written an audiobook for younger readers, and the other writer has written a book for older readers. But we'll be checking them out after these words from Audible, because what better sponsor than Audible since we're talking about books? And right now, you can get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/Sherpa. There's over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. And I'm sure, in time, you may see the titles The Cabal or Invisible Girl. And if you do, those would be the works of my guests today. So why don't we head down to the conference room of the Sherpa Chalet, and we'll talk to them a little bit about it, okay? Hey, everybody. It is book club night at the Sherpa Chalet, and I just happen to have not one, but two writers visiting with me via video. The first one, his name is Mark the Shark. He hosts an MMA podcast, but he has his first book out. But not only is Mark Ritorto my guest, his daughter, Christina Ritorto, who is 11 years old, and she actually has two audiobooks out that you can check out. So, without any further ado, welcome Mark and Christina. How you guys doing?
Good, good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Well, we're a family of writers. Christina obviously was the first one that wrote and published her book. And then that inspired me to finish a book that I started 10 years ago and kind of forgot about it. And then I published it. And then we're hoping in the near future, my second author, Julia, will be publishing her first book. So basically, we're a family of authors. We love to write, as well as read books. And that's pretty much it.
Okay. How about you, Christine? You want to tell us a little bit about yourself, too?
Sure. Well, obviously, my name is Christina. I am 11 years old, and writing is basically my passion.
Okay.
Yeah, she loves to write. She's been writing since she was like 3 years old.
And, wow. That's...
Yeah. She's always... we've always been amazed, and all our teachers were like, wow, she writes so well that we expect her to be a published author. And it was just by coincidence that while she was writing away on some of her books, like, you know, she was just writing for fun. I'm like, hey, why don't you think about writing, publishing your book? And she's like, oh, we can really do that? And I'm like, yeah, we can do it. So we published her first book. Well, her first book is called I Am Survivor, and that book is basically everybody can get it on Apple, Google, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Kobo. I mean, anywhere you can get an ebook, you can get her book. And it's also available on paperback as well as on hard copy as well. But mm-hmm. we were just so excited that she took her passion to the next level, and we just went with it.
And you were inspired by her success as a writer to finish up your book.
Oh, yeah, because I'm like, wow, because she wrote the book, but I'm the one who actually had to go through the pain of formatting it.
Yeah.
Or finding a book cover and putting it all together, as well as doing all the social media advertising for it. And I'm like, huh, if I'm going through all this effort, I might as well pick up from where I left off. And I was going on my computer one day, and I'm like, oh, wow, I remember this book. And I started to write it, and I stopped. At the time, I think it was like only on page 20. I'm like, you know what? Let me finish this book. So I finished it, and I published it. I think it was 2018 or early 2019 I published it. And it's called The Cabal, The Saga Begins. And it's an action thriller suspense novel that deals with the murder of a particular Washington, D.C. cop's friend who just happens to be a U.S. senator. And through his investigation, he finds out that his friend was murdered by a secret society called the Cabal, who also has plans to take over the world. And they were in the middle of plotting an international terrorist attack when this particular detective, John Esposito, in my book, and his friends stopped them. And, you know, that's going to be part one. There's going to be a sequel coming out, but in the near future. So I'm kind of excited about it.
Now, I understand that some of your sequels will be based on actually some of the other characters in the book as well, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's when I wrote the book, I wrote it with the intention to not just base the book on one character. So it's kind of like an action thriller novel, kind of like Jason Bourne or Mission Impossible. And each character can stand on their own. There's four main characters. Actually, make that five. There's three men and two females. There's an FBI agent. There's a ninja in it. There's a DC cop. There's another lady who works for the FBI who is like a tech guru. She works in a CSI lab, but she's also a computer tech wizard. And there's also the sister of the senator who got murdered, who actually, you know, she has a little romance with the detective who's the murder victim's best friend. So they fight crime together. They stop an international incident from happening. And the book has a surprise at the end that will lead off to other books.
And Christine, I'll start with you. You know, since you were writing since you were small, what made you want to write? Were there things that you saw on TV? Did you just have maybe like ideas in your head and you just felt like you just had to write things down?
Yeah, I think like, it was probably because, like, you know, I guess I had, like, these ideas. Like, I don't know, maybe I was just, like, I think sometimes what I do at night is I just, like, lay up. I, like stare at the ceiling. I'm, like, I just have, like, random ideas in my head. And, like, I was, like, little, I should, like, write a story. And, like, sorry, I'm just, like, losing my voice. I was, like, so, I don't know, I just, like, I guess I had these ideas, and I felt like I had to write them down, and I guess I did. And I was little, so obviously my stories weren't that good. Like, I actually, like, recently I went back, and I read my stories, and every word was spelled wrong, and it was really terrible. But I guess I just, like, decided to write because like I had these ideas in my head and I wanted to get them down, and so I just like wrote them on the computer.
Well, actually, I'll start with you again and we'll get back to Mark. The characters in your book, I know you have I'm a Survivor, you have Kaylee who has a young girl with cancer but she's being bullied, and Lizzie West. Were there people that kind of inspired the image of those characters, or they were just kind of people that came to you in like when you're laying in bed and looking at the ceiling and saying, well, I can do this and you know, and then we can make this happen? Did you like that, or did you know of people maybe who had, you know, stories along that you could kind of convert into like a different kind of story?
So with Kaylee, I think it was like a mix of people. because, like, there's a lot of people in my class who I think were like her, because, like, she's, like, sort of the optimistic character. So I kind of, like, based her off of, like, people I knew, and I turned them into, like, a character with, like, mixed personalities of multiple people that I knew. I turned it into, like, one character in my first book. My second book, same thing. Really just, like, based off of other people, but not exactly being the other people.
And sometimes it's interesting to know interesting people, because I'm sure probably if they have certain qualities about them where, especially because you're into writing, you could say, you know, I could write a character that has that sort of quality if they're a very optimistic person, or if they're a very funny person, or just a very unique way about them. And that's good that, you know, you made it like what they call a composite of like people that you know, and it really worked out well for you, right? You definitely knew how to channel that the right way. Yeah. And Mark, where did the idea of John come around?
Well, what I do in my books is I base the characters, well, kind of like on Christina, what I know, but majority of what I do is I also base the characters on myself, who I like to be, I should say, in some aspects. And I tie the names of the characters to people I know. So I actually knew, I didn't know a John Esposito, but I did have a childhood friend named John. I did have a childhood friend named Michael. You know, so the names of the characters, like particularly the first names, may actually be of people who I know. And what I usually do is I may exaggerate a little bit on their personalities, or on, you know, like one of the characters, I may base it on a quality that I have or that I want to have. And I pretty much just go with it from there. And then like the storyline will usually come from a specific event that's happening to me or someone I know in my life, and I just make it more fictional or more in the fantasy realm, so to speak. Because obviously I'm not, you know, an FBI agent or a detective, and I don't have a senator as a friend that got murdered by a secret society. But, you know, I did have moments like, you know, like I had a friend that was, he's still suffering from cancer. So what I usually do is I try to take like my experiences and trying to understand why a person so good can suffer from such a terrible disease, to why was my friend murdered, you know, who killed him and why, you know, like that's just an example of how I take an event of someone I know or someone or my own life and put it into my writing.
And, you know, since your podcast deals with MMA fighters, I was curious if any of the fighters that you've spoken with or, you know, interviewed or friendly with, were any of them any inspiration for any characters?
No, not yet. I haven't actually thought about that, but I basically started that podcast because I'm like a lifelong martial artist, and I recently suffered from an injury, and I'm hoping I can go back, but I don't know if I can go back. So it was kind of like my way of still kind of being involved in the martial arts without actually doing it. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like an outlet for me to take out, you know, because usually when you work out, you can kind of take your frustrations out. But since I haven't been able to be on a mat in so long doing jiu-jitsu, I took it out elsewhere, and that's when I started a podcast. And what I like about it is it's a specific genre of a sport that I love called mixed martial arts. And I get to actually interview people that I've actually seen fight, you know, at one point or another on, you know, ESPN or pay-per-view. And it's, you know, I love it. I love interviewing people. I like talking to people and finding out what their life experiences are and what led them to get into combat sports. And, you know, I'd like to help them out, particularly the guys coming up the ranks, because they don't have the notoriety of some of the big name fighters. So giving a little promotion on the podcast helps promote them as a brand. So I think, you know, quite great pleasure in knowing that I'm helping people out.
I noticed that, you know, I mean, especially when you're writing an action novel, you know, I guess, you know, what I was thinking was the characters in your book are probably similar to martial artists when you think about it.
Because they are.
Yeah.
Because the the three males are all martial artists. One of them is an amateur MMA fighter. One was an amateur boxer, and one of them was actually a ninja. Because I grew up loving ninja movies. Those are my favorite martial art films genres. So, you know, I did base it on martial arts, and that was originally the intent of the story. But when I first wrote it, because I always liked ninja movies, but then it changed when I went back to the book 10 years later and wrote it. I wanted to come out with a more detailed story explaining as to, you know, what I was experiencing with my friend at that particular time.
And when you self-published both your books and Christina's books, is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So how was that different from working with a regular publisher?
Well, what we find, because Christina is actually, this is a good topic. I mean, Christina said that she wanted to, the next time possibly going through a publisher. So I actually have contacted them, a couple of publishers, and we've actually thrown it around. But from a money perspective, it's probably the same, because going through Amazon or Barnes and Noble, the payout is about the same. The only difference is whether or not is the marketing aspect. Like if you go with a big publishing house, they're supposed to help you market your book. But I just don't know how much money they would throw into us, because it's not exactly like we're, you know, James Patterson or Stephen King. So that's why we kind of went with Amazon and Barnes & Noble, particularly with Amazon, because we like the fact that it gives us great exposure, because they have what's called a Kindle Unlimited program, which allows readers who subscribe to their unlimited program of reading Kindle books, I mean books in Kindle format, to read our books without paying for them exactly for that book. It comes out of their subscription fee. And then we just get our royalties as our books get read, in addition to regular book sales, if someone were to actually outright purchase it. And then the same thing with their audiobook format. It gives us the ability to reach an audience that is a subscriber to their Audible program. So that's why we went with Amazon. Barnes & Noble, we kind of went with, because they're Amazon's, in the world of books, they're Amazon's greatest competitor. Obviously, there's other platforms out there, but we pretty much stick with the top two. Like our first book, I went nuts. I published it everywhere because I was so proud with her. I mean, you can go to iTunes and find her book. You can go to the Google Play app on your Android phone and download her book. I mean, you can get it anywhere. Pretty much any ebook platform, her first book's available. But from what we've noticing is that we get better exposure and sales through Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
All right. Are there any authors that, I'll ask this to the both of you, actually, are there any authors that you really like that also inspire you in your writing style?
Oh, Christina can answer this one. She's she's got like two particular authors.
Okay.
That she liked.
So there's actually like a lot of books. There's J.K. Rowling, the author of Harry Potter. I like Susan Collins, who wrote The Hunger Games, and Anne Hunter, who wrote Warrior Cat. I like their books, because they inspire me to write, because one day I would like to be as big as them, but like their writing style was like dystopian or like fantasy. I'm not good at writing like any like action books or like wizardry fantasy books. I'm not really good at that type of writing style, but like I would like to be as good as them.
Okay, yeah, that's not easy to do. You know, definitely with otherworldly type of books and wizardry, because I guess you've got to get involved in so many details. Well, how can he do this, and what does he need to do this, and what has to exist in the world for him to do this? And you really have to create a story before you create another story to fit in that world, right?
Yeah, yeah. And then for me, I like a couple, like the big name authors for me would be like John Grisham, who wrote The Firm, Dan Brown, who wrote The Da Vinci Code, Anne Rice, who wrote Interview with a Vampire. But what I've been noticing lately is I like a lot of the indie authors. Like there's a book, this book I recommend for adults as well as young adults, called Liars and Vampires by Robert J. Crane. And then there's this other guy that wrote the Russian Assassin book. I just can't think of his name right now off the top of my head. I'm just trying. Oh, Max Austin. I mean, Jack Arbor. It's a book called The Russian Assassin. And then there's a... So I find myself now, I guess, because I'm an indie author, reading more books from authors that are published specifically just on Amazon. You know, and then there's another author I like called Tim Tigner. He writes a lot of books about spies. There's one particular book that I read called The Lies of Spies. He has a whole series based on assassinations and spies and, you know, CIA agents and that kind of genre, because that's the kind of genre I'm into. So
sure.
I guess that's pretty much kind of like why wrote the book that I did, but I didn't really get into those books till after I wrote my book. So I guess prior to them, it would always be like John Grisham and Dan Brown, the big name authors.
All right. So what do you think is going to be the next book that both of you will be working on?
Well, that's kind of interesting because Christina just finished her, this will be her third book, which is this sequel to Invisible Girl called A Little Bit Louder. We just have to pretty much, which we kind of got to do tomorrow, Christina, is get a book cover for it. Whether, you know, we gotta find a, you know, like an artist or something, someone that can help us come up with a book design for her book. And then, so she's done with that. So once we get that book cover, we'll publish it. We're hoping we publish it rather soon because we're going to be doing a book signing at a local library here in town on October 1st, on Tuesday, October 1st at 6:30. And then I'm finishing up my second book, not a sequel to The Cabal, but it's starting a brand new series, vampire fantasy series. I'm in the middle of proofreading and I got to come up with a title of the book and a book cover, but I pretty much finished writing it. So once I proofread it, then I'll be publishing that one. But yeah, Christina's new book is ready to go. And then my second oldest daughter, Julia, is almost done with her first book. I believe it's going to be a young adult book based on a romance. I don't know the details of it because I'm waiting for her to finish it so I can proofread it. But from what she's told me, so we will have another family member joining our ranks.
would the three of you, or I mean, you have four daughters, right?
Oh yes, I got four daughters. They pretty much, like, Christina is the first published author. Julia is definitely going to be next. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if me and her publish at the same time. I'm actually hoping that we all can be done at the same time so we could publish at the same time. My oldest daughter, she always writes, but she doesn't let anybody see her writing. She's got this book where she just writes, like, random stories from her head. And then her...
I think it's, like, fan fiction.
Though. Yeah, she's really into anime and fan fiction. And then and then my youngest daughter, Samantha, is getting into writing too, but I don't know when she's going to be ready to publish her book. But pretty much, it's just pretty much me, Christina, and my second oldest daughter, Julia, for now.
Would you ever collaborate with your daughters to put out one book?
We'd have to discuss that because right now they write for different genres. But I think that would be kind of, I think I kind of mentioned that once with us collaborating on a book, maybe in the future. I would particularly like to do a book with, like, like with one of my daughters doing the drawings for the book, because my two oldest daughters, they draw very well. My oldest one, Diana, and my second oldest, Julia. Mm-hmm. But we'll have to work that out with our busy schedule.
You know, do the two of you have any advice for any aspiring writers?
I'll go first. Okay. If you want to write, you can go ahead and write, and you could go ahead and do it if that's really what you want to do. But, like, also, I guess you should be aware, like, of the side effects. Like, you're going to need to, like, constantly advertise it. And also, you also really have to be, like, you have to, like, know grammar. You have to know how to spell. So as long as you have all of that, you can really just, like, go ahead and write.
Yep. And then my advice would be try to write about what you're passionate about, because a lot of people out there, they'll put like these commercials on YouTube saying, oh, write a book and make millions of dollars on Amazon, and just try to write based on the following current trends. I don't think that'd be the key to success for anybody, because if you're not knowledgeable on what you want to write, or you're not passionate about what you want to write, I don't think you'll ever succeed, and you'll never be able to write a good book. Because at the end of the day, it's the content that sells the book. You can do all the marketing you want, but if your book isn't good and you start getting bad reviews, then no one's going to buy your book. So if my best advice at the end of the day is to write what you like. If you don't like what you're writing, then don't write.
When your family's not writing, what does your family like to do together?
We like to go to movies. We'll go to the beach if, you know, in the summertime.
Go to the mall.
We like to go to the mall.
Watch TV.
Yeah, I like to watch TV. Chill on the couch. We used to play a lot of video games. We got to get back into that. And then for them, they love to read. Like if you give them a book, they'll, like, Christina will go through like two books a week. If she can get her hands on books, she'll just keep reading them. So same with my other daughters. We actually just went to Barnes & Noble the other day. And how many books did I buy you, Christina?
Three.
How many have you read?
I'm halfway done with the first one.
And that was like, what, yesterday we went?
Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, she got 20 pages. And how many pages was the book? 400, 300?
It was like only like a couple of hundred pages.
Oh, it was a small one. But she goes through books fast. Like, she'll go through a 400 or 500 page book in 2 days.
Wow.
You know, and that's with her taking a break. If she really likes it, she'll stay home and read the whole book. And my other daughters are like that too. They just love to read, you know, that and play Roblox.
I know about Roblox.
Yeah, they love Roblox. That's their second favorite thing to do.
Mark, let me ask you this. Being that you're raising four daughters, do your daughters make their dates aware that you're a martial artist?
Well, my daughters are not. Well, Christina is only 11. The youngest is 9. My older two are not dating anybody. Plus, I think they're still too young. But they already know the drill. They already know that I'll be informing their boyfriends.
So instead of the beware of dog sign, it'll be martial artist in the house.
Exactly.
Christina, being that your dad hosts a podcast about MMA, if you had the choice, if you wanted to do your own podcast, what would you do a podcast about?
I don't know.
Did you do it about books, maybe?
Maybe about books, or like, I like animals, so maybe like a podcast about animals, but I don't know if that's smart. Probably about books.
Okay, that's cool. Go to Christina's Book Club. There you go. I just gave you a title.
There you go.
All right, so since we were talking about podcasts, I was just wondering what podcasts do you like that you would recommend to our listeners?
For me, I listen to the Joe Rogan Experience. That's my favorite one. I guess because he's involved with the UFC and mixed martial arts, and he's a martial artist himself. But what I also find fascinating is that he talks about other things outside the realm of mixed martial arts. He talks about everything. He's interviewed musicians like Gene Simmons from Kiss, David Lee Roth from Van Halen. He interviews actors. He talks about politics. You know, and when I first saw him, I thought, you know, I just thought he was funny because he used to be a comedian, but he's a pretty smart guy. You know, and then there's obviously my podcast. I like to listen to myself talk.
Nothing wrong with that. Okay. So we have a little portion of the show, and we call it Shameless Self-Promotion.
Shameless Self-Promotion.
And this is the portion of the show where you guys get to let our listeners know where they can follow you on social media or where they can catch up with you or anything else that you'd like to present to them. The floor is all yours, my friends.
All right. Well, the first thing I like to let people know is that on Tuesday, October 1st, starting at 6:30 p.m., Christina and I will be doing a meet and greet with people at the 144 Woodfield Road, located in the township of Washington, New Jersey. The zip code is 07676. It's a local library here in town. We'll be doing our book signing. We'll be meeting and greeting people and doing autographs. We'll also have our website called www.ritortofamilybooks.com. That's RITORTO. And what's great about the website is not only does it have links to our paperback books and our audio books, both available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com, you can also exclusively get our hardcover book versions of our books. And we also have a shop there where you can buy swag based on the characters of our book. I mean, based on the books. Like, you can get an I Am Survivor baseball cap. You can get the Cabal hoodie. You can get Invisible Girl t-shirts. And we also offer our website. You can get links to our social media page. Our Facebook page is Retorto Family Books. We're also on YouTube. You can get to our YouTube channel. It's just called Mark_Retorto Author. And then we're also on Twitter, which is Mark BJJ Fighter. That's a Twitter handle. And again, all of our stuff is right off our Facebook, off our website. You can easily get to it. If you're interested in subscribing to our newsletter, you can do that as well off the front page of our website. And if you're interested in contacting us, there's a contact page there as well. If you want to contact us for book signings or you have any questions to ask us, you can go right there. Again, it's www.retortofamilybooks.com.
All right. There's a great site for everybody to check out, especially if you want to catch up on some interesting reading. Christina, yep. Mark, thank you so much for coming on the show. And I'd like to wish you both the best on your upcoming projects and with the books that you have out already. I'm sure you're going to grab a nice big audience that's going to be really interested in what you have to write.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
And now it's time for Sherpa Suggestions.
Okay, I get that Audible is one of our sponsors, but there are still podcasts that you can listen to that actually talk about books. So here's a few for you to check out in Podcastia. Title number one, we have All the Books. Title number two, we have Bookworm. We also have The Bookshelf. And I Don't Even Own a Television, which is about bad books. And finally, my favorite podcast title, Literary Disco. Now, I'm thinking about that, and I'm guessing it probably gives new meaning to the word leisure suit. Wait a minute. What's that? Another bad joke? After what? Oh, fine. Roll the closing credits. Thanks again for listening to Too Many Podcasts. This has been Jim, the podcast Sherpa, founder and president of the Sherpa Book Club, and I hope you've had a great week. Thank you so much to Christina and Mark Retorto for coming down to the chalet and talking about their books and their experiences. And If you're into reading books, be sure to check out their books. Depending on what age you are, I'm sure you're going to enjoy one or the other, or maybe all of them. Next week, we'll have a really cool show, too. I got the chance to have a nice conversation with a lady named Joanne Wilson, and she is a neuropsychotherapist. And we talk a lot about your brain and relationships, which is kind of strange because if you ask most of the people that I've had relationships with, they would say, he has a brain? Anyway, tune in next week. You're really going to like it. Okay, I'm giving you guys a lot of things to do here. So get the books, listen to Mark's podcast, Mark the Shark's MMA show, and tune in next week for Joanne Wilson. Going to be a lot of fun. And don't forget, more instructions. Here we go. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Too Many Podcasts. And you know Twitter and Instagram. It's the number 2, not the word T-O-O. And what else? Oh, yeah. If you're on an app where you can leave a review, if you could say some nice things about this show and spread the word, I would really, really appreciate that. So until next time, have a Sherpalicious week and viva la Sherpalution. Mr. Bruce, once you've put your book down, can you please show them the door? Thank you. See you guys next time.
Thanks for listening to Too Many Podcasts. Please disperse. You can go home now. I said you can go home now. Viva la Chapalition. Viva la Chapalition. Oh. Yell, come back now, you hear?